Years ago, when I was in charge of the high school seminary, I had an assistant named Adam, and we were down one time at the Cole Center watching a basketball game, and the game was over, so I went to use the restroom, and Adam was in there, and he was digging through the trash. I said, "What are you doing? Are you hungry? We'll get you a sandwich or something." But he said, "No, I lost my wedding ring," and he couldn't find it, and he was in a bit of a panic. And then we had to go down to the St. Paul Center. That's their little Catholic center. We were going there for Mass, and so he just took the bag with him. He didn't have time to get through all of it. It was an interesting sight walking down State Street with this bag of garbage, you know. But anyway, he never did find his ring in that bag. And the rest of the day was there was kind of a cloud hanging over everything. And we got back and we went up to his apartment. And he's a baseball guy and his glove was just sitting there. So I picked it up and I was just throwing the baseball. You know how like you play catch with yourself. And then I set it down. And we'd prayed to St. Anthony, we'd done everything. We just thought, well, it's probably lost and gone forever. And then he picked up the glove and put his hand in and he's like, "Whoa, hey." And he pulls his hand out and the ring is on his finger. Initially, he thought, well, maybe it was some kind of sick prank, but of course, I would never do that. I didn't even know the ring was in there. It had been there the whole time. When we lose something, I mean, it's really, it can be distressing. It happens to all of us. I remember 2 years ago, I told you I was at that wedding down in Wisconsin Rapids, and I had my prayer book. I set it up on the roof of the car, and I was getting ready, and I had to get back here because the people of Holy Name are very demanding, so I had to hop in the car, and I forget my prayer book. I don't know where it ended up blowing off the roof, but no one ever found it or returned it. I doubt I'll ever see that thing again. Losing something is not as bad as losing someone. A friend of mine, she said when her little, she has a number of girls, six of them, but this little girl, Abby, one time they were camping, they lost her. She was three. It took an hour. She had just walked off, but you start to worry and you imagine the worst things. Sometimes we lose people through divorce, through death. We go through a lot of different things, and this weekend is about the Good Shepherd who, he's good at finding things, finding people. He'll leave the 99 to find the one lost sheep. He cares so much about each one of us. There's nothing he wouldn't do, nothing he wouldn't give, even his own life, to find us, to set us free, to give us a new beginning, a new hope. It's easy to get lost. It takes a God to be found, to be saved. The Good Shepherd, I mean, we give a little history that the oldest depiction of the Good Shepherd is in the catacombs, and that's those burial grounds around Rome. The Romans wouldn't allow the Christians to bury within the city, so they had to go outside of it. Now, geologically, there was volcanic activity a million years ago, so the soil is called tufa. It's very soft. It's easy to dig. They went down as deep as seven different levels. There are hundreds of miles of burial ground underneath there, and as soon as you dig that soil, as soon as it's exposed to the air, it sets up real. It becomes like brick, like cement. It's really well designed. It's perfect for the catacombs where they buried their dead. And that's what Christians always did because of the belief in the resurrection, that we're going to sleep there until God calls us back to life. We believe in the resurrection of the dead, also the resurrection of our bodies. We're going to get them back in full glory without any imperfections. That's why we don't scatter our ashes. That's why we don't keep our dead, because we were made by God. And we belong to God. I know that's a struggle, but we give our bodies back. In burial, Christians have always done this. We give the body back to God. And there, that body waits until the Lord summons us to new life. The soul goes first, the body goes later. Anyway, the Good Shepherd is in the catacombs of St. Agnes, the oldest depiction, sometime in the second century. I have a picture of it in my office. Just as a reminder, that's the model. That's what we're supposed to be, like Christ the Good Shepherd. The only thing that we have left from the catacombs are the candles. When they had Mass there, you know, it was illegal, so they had to light the candles, otherwise it was dark. You don't have to have candles for Mass. I mean, we have electric light. Why do we still do that? To remind ourselves. There was a time where we were in flight, that had to be covert, we had to be careful. We couldn't take our faith for granted, and those days may return again. In the meantime, the candles remind us that Christ is light, in him there is no darkness. To get lost is the easiest thing. Well, it's not as easy now because everybody's got a phone GPS, so you just punch in the, I've got a friend, he gets lost all the time. He uses this thing to get to the bathroom. Anyway, but the idea of getting lost, how does it happen? Well, immorality, sinning a lot, that leads us to sadness and shame. Oh, we rationalize, we pretend it's okay, but deep down we feel pretty blue about it. It's not what we do, it's what we become. And sin was never good for us. It's a poison. It leads to a lot of isolation and sadness. There was a movie by Clint Eastwood, Million Dollar Baby, about this girl who's a fantastic boxer, and then she gets this title bout, and she's badly injured. It's a head trauma, and there she is in ICU. She will never box again. And she keeps begging Clint Eastwood, her manager, "I don't want to live like this. I'm not going to live like this. I want you to get whatever it takes and put me to sleep." Clint Eastwood goes to a priest who actually comes across a pretty good for a change, and the priest says, "If you do this, it'll take you to a place so dark, so sad, and so broken, you may never come back again. I won't give away what happens, but that's the idea of sin and immorality, is it damages us, makes us sad, makes us feel that God could never love us. It's not true, but that's why the lost sheep starts to distance himself and starts to drift away." Another way we can lose our identity, our relationship with God, is idolatry, putting someone else in God's place. Tomorrow's Earth Day. That's a good thing. Be good stewards. But sometimes people get a little excited. We had this Earth group when I was at Aquinas, and they had these T-shirts, and it said, respect your mother. The Earth is not our mother. St. Francis of Assisi, he got it right, that the Earth is a creature. God made the Earth for you and for me to live here. But it's not our mother, it's our sister. A sister moon, brother sun, all these sorts of things. So sometimes we get a little excited. God didn't come to save the planet. The planet someday is going to be, it has a beginning and an end, right? It'll run its course. He came to save you and me. He came to save souls. That's what's most precious to God. And so we can put other things in God's place. I would say today, technology, right? People get excited about technology. The school's not going to have any. I know when I say that, people are like, "What? Oh, people are going to fall behind." They'll be fine. I think we leave a little more room for creativity, imagination, wonder, and awe. Now you're going to say, "Well, Father, you're holding a phone. I'm just waiting for updates about the Brewers." No, I'm recording the homily, which I have to do for my mom. Anyway, the idea is that we lose our way by immorality, idolatry, and sometimes just pain, suffering. We get so lost in our brokenness. St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, she got really sick when she was 24. And she told a mother superior, she said, "I'm in such pain, now I understand suicide. I won't do it because Jesus is helping me. But I understand how pain can make you feel pretty hopeless." There's this guy wrote these lyrics that eventually were covered by Johnny Cash. The last song that he ever sang was called "Hurt." It's a great video. I wrote the lyrics down, that the needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. You can hear that he's trying to get rid of the pain. He's using chemicals. It doesn't work. That was written by a guy named Trent Reznor, who was in this band called Nine Inch Nails. That's not really your taste, I suppose. But the idea is that pain, suffering can lead to such sadness that we feel lost. But the good news is we can be found. That's the remarkable news. That people dead can be, well, they can come back to life. People lost can, well, by the good shepherd, can be restored in hope. Trent Reznor, incidentally, is married now with 5 kids. I think he went through lots of struggles by his own admission. But maybe he's found that, well, he even says that he doesn't tour much anymore because he doesn't want to miss the lives of his children. He wants to be there as they grow up and find all the meaning and truth, the beauty of human life. The other story that I was going to end with is this girl named Margaret lived a long time ago, and she was living with a guy, but they weren't married, and then he was killed, and she didn't know how, but she started to worry about what happens when a guy dies maybe away from God. She starts to pray for him every day. And then she starts to pray for other people who passed away, relatives and friends and just anybody. She spends the rest of her life praying for those who have gone before her. And then when she was sick and dying and on her deathbed, all these people dressed in white, dozens of them, were all standing by the bed, all lined up. And it was revealed that, "Margaret, these are the souls that you helped. These are the souls that you ransomed by your prayers and by your suffering, by the life that you lived." She's called Saint Margaret of Cortona. And to pray for the living and the dead, to bury the dead, to pray for all people, those are works of mercy. It's easy to get lost, and even in this modern time, and it can happen to any of us at any point. But the glory is to be found, to be given a new chance, a new beginning, a new hope. This is the great goodness. This is the gospel. This is the faith that God has handed on to us.